Now entering the Lucid Life Vibes portal. This gateway, entrance, doorway, the portal is open to synchronicity. I asked over on X, the new Twitter, over on YouTube in the community posts and in my live streams. I did a poll. I wanted to hear from you about this podcast. Did you want me to dive into synchronicities or conspiracy theories? And it was interesting because there for just a moment, synchronicity was really pulling ahead. But then there were a few conspiracy theories, but the one that took over was both. I received this overwhelming response to both. So you're getting both. And we're going to be doing the synchronicity podcast first so that we can witness all the synchronicities unfolding in the conspiracy theory podcast. I think it's going to make for two really interesting podcast. And here at Lucid Life Vibes, it's all about the thought experiment, opening the mind, opening to the possible possibilities. So synchronicities are one of these topics that everybody really perceives and receives differently. And I'm a big fan of there not being a one-size-fits-all, because life is not one-size-fits-all. It's just not. And so even when it comes to this idea of synchronicity, we all perceive and receive differently, and we're all going to feel for synchronicity in a different way. Just like when numbers come forward, I understand there's numerology, but numerology doesn't make it that for everyone. So, you know, mathematics maybe makes it that for everyone in a way. However, when we're perceiving and receiving, we all perceive and receive in different ways. You know, it's really interesting because a friend of mine was talking with me about how she doesn't have that mind's eye, or doesn't picture things in the mind's eye, can't really see that in the mind's eye, and telling me how there's this name for it. And I'm very aware of it. And this, even this name and definition that's put on it. And I immediately just opened to this perspective of maybe you don't perceive and receive like others. Maybe you're not going to see the image or the picture in that way. You're going to feel for it in a different way. And I go on to tell her about someone else that I had met who is an open channel like myself. And she as well does not see things, perceive through images and visions in that way. You know, that mind's eye, seeing it in that way. She would have these physical feelings, these physical knowings is how she phrased it. And so she would be overcome by just physical senses and just her senses going off. Awareness is what she called this. And as she tuned into this, she would have knowings. And the way she expressed it was like she would just have encyclopedia, just volumes of knowledge and knowing about something that happened immediately in seconds and moments, that she didn't know it and then she knew it. So as I have guided and coached others and interacted and met others that really are tuned into their intuition, psychic abilities like I am, that it's innate for them, we all perceive and receive differently. And it's so interesting because as I was saying that, I looked at the counter on my audio recorder here and it was 444. I was very aware on my audio recorder here in my recording studio that it was 4 minutes and 44 seconds into this podcast as I was saying that. And that could be a synchronicity for someone listening, maybe you. That was in my awareness at that moment, the lining up of the numbers. So again, let's go back to the numbers. We all have these different kind of personal meanings to numbers and when they line up and our awareness of when we see them. And many people associate synchronicity with numbers. Now, there are some general kind of meanings to numbers that we can all feel through, but we can all have our own meaning to numbers. For example, my anniversary, I see those numbers all the time. And I had somebody that was really into adding up numbers as they are associated with our name. So they would do this number system with your name. And so they took my name and my husband's name, and it actually came out to be our anniversary number. And this person had no idea what our anniversary was. And it's interesting because my anniversary is incredibly synchronistic, and it will come forward while I am doing personal energy readings for other people. So when it comes to numbers, I think that people are more apt to talk about synchronicities and the lining up and getting your attention. However, synchronicities can happen with everything and anything. And I want to start by really kind of laying the foundation and definition for synchronicity. You know, as I said, it was 7-Eleven, and 7-Eleven has been incredibly synchronistic. And 7-Eleven actually showed up yesterday as it relates to conspiracy theories. So I think it's interesting that I did a poll about these podcasts, whether people wanted to hear about synchronicities or conspiracy theories. And as I was doing the polls, the synchronicities for me that were lining up were incredible. And it would line up for me with both synchronicity and conspiracy theories. So the message I was receiving as I had the poll going was do both. They both go together. And so when the end result of the poll was both, I wasn't surprised because all the synchronicities lining up were telling me already to do both. And I have a feeling the synchronicity and the conspiracy podcast are really going to tie together for a lot of people. And it's going to give you a great example of how to weave together the synchronicities. So for me, before I read you kind of the definitions and where synchronicities really started from, that kind of first definition, the first human to give it that definition, I want to invite you to just open for what synchronicity feels like for you. And I put definitions for synchronicity and all of my AI askings about synchronicity on X and over in Patreon, the Patreon app, Lucid Life Vibes. It is the place to be. I do post most everything under the public free to follow on Patreon at Lucid Life Vibes. There's also an 1111 membership portal for more. But I have posted these definitions and things from AI about synchronicity for you. So if you want to dive deep into the definitions and what other people feel about it, you can certainly do that. What I like to do is I like to either see the synchronicities, the messages, everything that's coming forward into my awareness as either a thread that I can weave together to see this bigger picture, or as puzzle pieces that I can put together to see a bigger piece of the picture, or maybe just see the bigger picture in general. So for me personally, I do have a mind's eye. Everything is incredibly visual for me, images, and I see everything. I even see the math. So I can really see and picture, imagine all these synchronicities, all these things that come into my awareness as either those threads or as puzzle pieces that I'm putting together. And so there's a lot of movement. Now, for some of you, you might be picturing, you know, kind of that investigation, somebody that's maybe the conspiracy theorist. You've got a picture of somebody that's obsessed with conspiracy theories. You know, they've got all of the newspaper articles, they've got everything printed out, it's pinned to their wall, and they've got the strings, right, connecting all the dots along the wall, and they keep it hidden in the back room so nobody knows that they're crazy. And as I said that, it was 11:11 on my audio timer into this podcast. It's amazing how aware I am of these numbers and just synchronicities in general as I'm talking about it. Which this plays into the original definition of synchronicity. Carl Jung was the first one to really put the word on synchronicity and name it. And so when you do your research, Carl Jung will come up with everything about synchronicity because he was the first one to name it and define it. However, a lot of people have felt through synchronicity in different ways. So I did some homework. I did some research about synchronicity. And again, this is on Patreon for you as a public post and on X, the new Twitter at Lucid Life Vibes. So Jung really defined synchronicity as a casual connecting, this kind of togetherness, again, connecting the dots. Also, meaningful coincidence. And this word coincidence comes up in almost every single definition of synchronicity. And I would love to talk about this word coincidence. I actually love the word coincidence. So hang on here for just a minute with me as we go through some of these definitions, and then we're going to circle back to what coincidence is, because that really is coming forward with synchronicity. So if we know what coincidence is, then I think we can really understand what synchronicity is. Something other than chance is what Jung was really diving into, talking about how occurrences labeled as coincidence are not due to chance. Jung believed that they were connected to the mind. More of this, it's interesting because it kind of is a little bit law of attraction in the fact of, you know, that quantum energy aspect. When you talk about scientific experiments with quantum energy, that the scientist, right, whoever is a part of the experiment is influencing the experiment. Their intention, their mind, what they're thinking, what they're saying, it's impacting, it's influencing the experiment. And then when you talk about quantum energy, quantum mechanics, quantum physics, it's all possible possibilities. So everything's playing out at once. So Jung really believed that synchronicity was not about chance. And he really believed it was about an individual or even like a collective of people and their mindset, their intention, their belief, their vibration, and how that feeds that coincidence. So Carl Jung really believed in synchronicity being tied to the individual or the individuals and their intention, their mindset. So something like this. And, you know, it's interesting because there's someone that is an open channel like myself that is really big into teaching about law of attraction. They've written many, many books about law of attraction. And if you've ever heard any of my podcasts about attraction, vibration, energy, quanta, quantum energy, matter, matter is quanta, I'm not into this idea of law of attraction, law of vibration. The universe is all about movement, and it's more physics, evolution. It's not creation versus evolution. Creation energy grows, becomes, evolves, embodies. It's an embodiment. It's the spiral, the nine, the fractal infinity. You know, we don't stay children. We don't stay babies. We grow, we become, we evolve. I mean, it's the same with a tree, right? The tree grows into. So it's this idea of growing. So creation energy does evolve. It does grow. It does become. And when you can feel for the growth, the becoming, and you can feel for how you grow, how you become, there's really no law about it. It's not a one size fits all. And your thoughts, your words, they very much have to do with the growth, the evolution. So it's not this victim mentality. You know, a lot of people with law of attraction, it's everything coming at you is a match of your vibration. It treats you as though you're the single tuning fork, when really there's so much vibration to you. There's layers. The three pillars of the human experience, mental, emotional, physical. There's a lot going on in the human experience, and there's a lot going on planet Earth and the universe with vibration. There's a lot feeding it. So if you're talking about manifesting, if you're talking about creating, even if you're talking about the idea of quantum energy, the thoughts are the quantum thought, the words spelling out what is wanted. So when it comes to the idea of creating, attracting, manifesting with thoughts and words, that is 100% truth, accurate. And I believe most theories support that. I really think that's something that the subconscious and ego can get on board with. Your thoughts and your words, they're everything. They absolutely feed your physical reality. And that's been proven over and over again with experiments, quantum energy, quantum mechanics. And I bring this up because I think you can run experiments for yourself around this thought that Carl Jung was onto with synchronicities. So let's talk about this, and let's talk about coincidence. But first, let's also go deeper into what other people are saying about synchronicity. So I really stepped away from Carl Jung once I got a real good understanding of really where he was coming from with synchronicity. And I love the perspective of it not being chance. And even when it comes to the mind and how that feeds what's happening in the reality. When you look up the definition of synchronicity outside of Carl Jung, most of the definitions are going to sound something like this. The happening by chance of two or more related or similar events at the same time. A sync, right? A sync. So if you feel like you're really syncing with somebody, you can say synergy, right? Energy, synergy, the sync. If you think about the eight, the infinity, the flow of the eight, right? You're just infinitely flowing with this eight, the energy, the synergy of the eight, the flow, the balance of the eight. So there is this feeling of sinking, right? Things sinking, the synergy of that. And you can feel for that. Okay. So when things aren't sinking, right, you can like, oh, that's a no-go. It almost feels like it's repelling. And then when they are sinking, it feels like it's clicking into place. Yeah. So sinking is this click, click, click. And so as things begin to sink, you can see what I'm saying, weaving it together, putting the puzzle pieces together, following the sinks, it's sinking together, this flow. Okay, so now that I got you feeling for that one, let me look at my notes. Oh, I have notes. Oh, I have notes for this one. And I don't want to miss any of them. Okay, I asked AI. Oh, I went there. I did it. I asked ChatGPT. I think that's what it's called. I have several AI software. And I did a whole podcast about AI software. It's nothing to fear. AI is like your lazy college kid that just is going to copyright and plagiarize everything and doesn't want to do their own work and write their own papers. So AI software is just, again, a lazy college kid that is just cheating. And what they're doing is compiling all of this information based on what you're asking it. And so I've become really good at asking questions of AI. Now, I've always been a big fan of asking questions of the universe, and we're going to get to asking questions of the universe. When you start really syncing with the universe, your higher self, your guidance, however you connect to creation energy, life force energy for you, whatever the name is for you, connecting there. When you can feel for that, asking questions, that is so powerful. Questions are powerful. And so when it comes to kind of hacking AI, having AI deliver up, serve up what you want, it's all a matter of the question. So if you can get really good at asking questions, I think that not only can you be this master of AI software, but you can also hack the algorithms of synchronicity for yourself. So it's interesting when I asked questions of AI, I went to ChatGPU and asked it to create images. So I did the poll on synchronicity, and I also did the poll on conspiracy theories. So I asked the AI to create images, and I first typed in synchronicity. And when I just said synchronicity, I'm 22 minutes and 22 seconds into this podcast. So we had 2, 2, 2, 2 lined up for us. So when I asked synchronicity, the image that I gave back were double. It was like a mirrored image, and it was all twins of these cartoon girls, like childlike girls, and rainbows, and what looked to be like springtime dresses and clothing. And then I asked about conspiracy theory. Oh my goodness. It threw up circles and people sitting in a circle, and it looked like cult gatherings. Like it was a picture of a cult group. It was unbelievable. I couldn't believe AI synchronicity was like this childlike mirror image of springtime and childlike. So I asked AI about synchronicity by definition. I said, show me a picture of synchronicity by definition. And it threw up rainbows and cats and nature and flowers, lots of cats and rainbows. So it was interesting to me, the images around synchronicity. It was more emoji-like. It was more playfulness. It felt like TikTok or Snapchat. And so when I asked Grok, which is the X, the new Twitter AI, Grok, about synchronicity. Grok sent me all this great information about Carl Jung, which I had already read up on. So then I asked Grok, and I have the response over on X for you if you're interested, and it's also on Patreon. I asked Grok to tell me what other humans have to say about synchronicity. So it was something like, forget about what Carl Jung thinks about synchronicity. What do other humans think about synchronicity? And the response was amazing. It threw out all sorts of different perspectives around synchronicity. And they were all similar. And again, all of them kind of brought up this word coincidence. So the very last line from Grok, the AI over on X, I actually love it. It summed up in AI's perspective, this kind of general summary of what all humans think about synchronicity. And I think it's awesome. I love this. And again, this is one of the things I do like about AI, is that it can go out and kind of do all this work. So Grok says at the very end, synchronicity is a phenomenon that seems to bridge the gap between internal and external worlds. And it's often interpreted as a sign or a message from the universe. And really, I think that's what most of us feel. And for me, I can't help but feel like synchronicities are these magical breadcrumbs from the universe. Now, some people don't like when some humans say the universe, right? Doesn't feel so good. Because for some humans, they have identified this one being, this one guidance, this one name, this one Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end for them. For me, I don't want to limit any kind of conversation and put anybody into a box. I would never define for anyone. So when I say universe, maybe for you, there's a name there. For me, it's my higher self, the larger part of me, my spirit, my innate knowing. And for me, that is the life force energy, the creation energy that I am. I believe that we are all life force creation energy. And I believe life is physical and non-physical. And so when Grok says this phenomenon, right, and talks about the internal and external worlds, this is physical and non-physical. And so for me, I feel like these magical breadcrumbs from the universe, when I say that, it's the guidance for me. It's the creation energy. It's the life force energy. I also believe that we are the consciousness of nature. We are the fabric of time and space. I believe we are all creation energy, life force energy. Therefore, we are all the universe. Now, I'm also one of those humans that I feel myself on planet Earth moving through the universe. So I very much know who I am and where I am. And a lot of people, they just feel their planet Earth experience and are not into that awareness beyond planet Earth into the universe. I am very aware of the universe. When I meditate and astral travel, remote view, astral project myself, tap into all those psychic abilities that we all have, I travel the universe. I seek and I tap into that creation energy. I tap into that life force energy. I'm a seeker. And so for me personally, I have opened myself beyond planet Earth to the universe and how I am the universe experiencing myself. So hopefully that lays a foundation for you when I say the universe, when I say these things, what that means to me. So if you don't feel for the universe in that way and you have that different origin, right, that different all-knowing, that different creation or life force energy, tap into that for you. Absolutely. Absolutely. Use the words that feel more comfortable for you here. So one of the visuals that I have of this is the movie E.T. Now, the movie E.T. train wrecked me. It just destroyed me. I just felt one with that extraterrestrial ET. I remember I had my own ET stuffed animal or plushie. He was that faux leather and I loved him. He was just one of my prized possessions as a child. And so ET, I'm a Gen Xer. I was born in the early 70s. ET would eat the Reese's pieces that the kids would set out. So the kids, to get ET to follow them home or wherever they wanted him to go, and they were assisting him at going home, they would put Reese's pieces, candies, out for him as these breadcrumbs so that he would follow them. And so for me, I've always had this visualization of synchronicities, that they are these Reese's pieces, you know, these magical breadcrumbs from the universe, my higher self, nature, saying, come this way, follow me here, this is the best path for you. So when you think about this idea of your awareness in life, right? Like, what are the things that you're aware of? What do you hear? What do you see? Your senses, the numbers, right? The lyrics, the music, the butterflies, the birds. Nature speaks to us all the time, right? The music speaking to us all the time. So there is one aspect of being hyper-focused on things that really siphon the magic. So when you're hyper-focused on numbers, when you're hyper-focused on seeing the message, on you're hyper-focused on things, that is sending this energy out of needing, wanting. It's almost as though it's this obsession and it becomes compulsive and it takes over and it doesn't feel so good. And so there is this flow, again, the number eight, the flow, the balance when it comes to synchronicities and when it comes to opening to these magical breadcrumbs and the messages. And so those of us that are just always seeing the messages, they're ever, messages for me are everywhere. Now, I am an open channel, but I just see the messages everywhere and everything. And I believe it's because I'm just open to the flow of it and I don't hyper-focus. I just allow it to come forward as it comes forward through my awareness. So I'm not looking for any of it. I'm not looking for it. Now, am I looking for the things that I'm manifesting? Yes, I am. So now this brings us into this conversation of Carl Jung and speaking about synchronicity. Now, Carl Jung talked about it not being chance when it comes to coincidence. So I like to take this word coincidence and break it down into coincidence. Look at the word coincidence. Now, as I say this, it is 4:44 on the clock for me. 4:44 on the clock. And I think that I already talked about when the timestamp at 4:44 into the podcast. So coincidence. Look at the word coincidence. Take the co, right? Co. Incidence. Coincidence. Instead of it being a coincidence, a chance, right? An accident. It's a coincidence. It's a lining up. Coming together, co-create, cooperate, the co. So when you're open to the cooperation, the co-creation, the co-experience of life, opening to all of it, moving out of this fight or flight mode, out of this victim mentality, opening to the magic of planet Earth, of your Earth Force experience, and beginning to see the messages. Now, it's interesting because a lot of people who have experienced their loved ones passing from this physical reality back into their spirit, the wholeness and completedness of who they are, this movement to heaven, out of the physical into non-physical, many people begin to feel their loved ones because the numbers line up, because the light is flickering, right? I cannot tell you how many times I have channeled loved ones from heaven that are just getting the people's attention that are still here, that are having a physical experience. They want to communicate. They're right here all the time, but they're just trying to get your attention. And so they will repeat over and over again to get your attention because there's more coming forward. I mean, first things first, they want to say, I'm here, I'm not separated, and you're having a physical reality. I want you to keep growing. And most of the time, the message is, you're the tree of life. You're growing. Keep growing. You're alive. You're living. They want you to be here living and alive. And then they will deliver guidance. So once you can move out of the grief and you know they're with you and you acknowledge them, that awareness. So going beyond your awareness into acknowledgement, okay, I see the flickering light. I see the numbers lining up. I hear the lyrics, whatever it is. I smell the thing. Most of your loved ones are communicating with you telepathically, but you're not believing that, right? It's when things come through telepathically, most humans are not believing that. But when you smell them, now your subconscious and ego are like, okay, now I smell it. So they're always there getting your attention. And once they've got your attention and you acknowledge that they're having a communication with you, then you can really feel the guidance. They'll say, go here, go there, do this, do that. So for me, I feel like the synchronicities can also be this communication from heaven, can also be this life force energy, this communication guiding you, the guidance. Prayer is asking. Meditation is receiving. There's in the stillness, there's knowing, there's the receiving. So when you see the synchronicities and you're aware of the synchronicities, when they're there, acknowledge it. Acknowledge it. Acknowledge it as the love note that it is. Acknowledge it as the guidance. Acknowledge it as just whatever it is for you in that moment. Show your gratitude. Begin to have this conversation. And from there, there will be more. So I do not think that there are coincidences, accidents in that way. And I do believe that your prayers are being answered. I believe when there's an asking and there's a seeking, there's a response. And I believe that everything we are seeking is seeking us. So it's an asking and it's a being open to the flow, the guidance, that inward. And I believe synchronicities are absolutely part of that. It's a communication. And when you can just open and not have to close yourself off in protection and just know that all the synchronicities and everything is flowing to you in love. I mean, when you look out at nature, do you see beauty and life force energy and growth? Or do you have fear? So again, when you're open, no key required. You're just open. And you know that you're protected and there are love messages. For me, you know, most of the definitions here are like two or more. For me, when I see, when something shows up three or more, it gets my attention. But when I see a mirror reflection of something, when something is mirrored, you know, that two in the mirror, that also gets my attention. So I think that when you go further into the synchronicity, you go further into the message. So for me,
synchronicities are absolutely messages, but I also think what Carl Jung is saying is true as well. What is your intention? What are you focused on? What's the mindset? What are the thoughts? What are the words? You're going to synchronize, sync, have the synergy with the things that you want. Again, everything you're seeking is seeking you. So it's interesting. You know, I mentioned somebody that talks a lot about law of attraction and has written a lot of books about it. They're open channel like myself, and they talked about having a phone call with somebody in the past. And this is a great story. I've held on to this story for quite a long time, and I think this is a perfect experiment to try. I highly recommend this one. So she was having a phone conversation with somebody, and it was a channeled guidance. And in the conversation, the other person got highly agitated about not being able to attract the things that they wanted. And they were really overcomplicating the process. And so the channeled guidance that came forward for that person in this conversation was, you're overthinking of it. You're overthinking it. You have to take it easy. Go light. It's as easy as focusing on blue glass, a feather, and I'm going to be honest, I can't remember what the third thing is in the story. I don't know why I've never been able to remember what the third thing, but there was a third thing. So one of the things was blue glass. The other thing was a feather, and I cannot remember what the last thing was. So in this conversation, the guidance was simply focus on blue glass, a feather, and this. And as the guidance came forward, the other person hung up. It was a phone call, not a video call. I don't even think video calls were a thing when this happened. This was quite a while in the past. And they hung up the phone. They didn't like that response. And so the person that was doing the channeled call and giving the guidance gets off the phone call, and her husband came in and asked if she wanted to go to dinner. And she said, yes. And in the car on the way to dinner, she was expressing how this person hung up the phone on them and telling him the story. And he said, well, what was the guidance that came through when they hung up? And she said, well, actually, it was really interesting. The guidance was focus on blue glass, feathers, and this other thing. And he said, well, what was the part of the guidance that they hung up and didn't hear? And she said, oh, it was about these might seem silly, but it'll show you that if you focus on those things will come to you. And it will show you that when you're focused on things that you take lightly, right, that aren't so heavy, that there's no emotion around it, or time or emotion aren't getting you tripped up, that you'll see them everywhere. They'll just be everywhere because everything you're seeking is seeking you, but you have to go light about it. It's too heavy. You're too desperate. Like, there was this desperation that they had to have it and they couldn't figure it out. And it was like, just go light about it. Experiment about it. Get caught up in the bliss of it, like blue glass and feathers and whatever else. So as she's telling the story, the husband goes to park the car, and she sees the shop next to the restaurant and says, oh, look at the shop, something about the shop. And he says, oh, well, do you want to go in there while I go get us a table? And she says, yes, I would love to. So he drops her off at the shop. He goes and parks the car and then goes and gets them a table. She walks into the shop and she couldn't believe her eyes. On the back wall of this shop was a display of blue glass, like the most ornate, gorgeous blue glass you have ever seen. It was an entire collection of this hand-blown blue glass. Now, I love blue glass, and I also love feathers, so that's probably why I remember those two items in the story. And she goes to meet her husband in the restaurant, and she says, you're not going to believe this. That store had a wall of blue glass. Oh my goodness. And they got a kick out of it, right? So they get finished eating. They go outside and they go to wherever they were going to, out in nature. Maybe there was a park, a beach. I can't remember, outside of the restaurant. And they took this little walk to go see something out in nature. And there were feathers everywhere, like tons of feathers, like all these birds had been nesting, just surrounded in feathers right after dinner. Now, I can't remember what the third thing was, but of course that showed up as well. So the whole point of the story was that the guidance was for somebody else. And that person was just delighting in the guidance and the story and telling it to somebody else. And it happened for them. Those three things that they were focused on and talking about showed up just out of the joy of, oh, look at that shop. Do you want to go to that shop? I would love to go to that shop. Oh, look, there's blue glass. Oh, let's go on a stroll after dinner. Look at all these feathers. And so here's the experiment. And this is not one of the law of attraction, because it's not about that. There's no law about it. That's not a thing. It's really more of this quantum physics, quantum mechanics, quantum energy experiment. And it's really more a think about what Carl Jung is talking about with synchronicity. And that is, you can think about anything. Do this experiment. Talk about something on repeat that you really don't care about, like isn't a big thing for you, right? Kind of like the blue glass or the feathers. You could talk about pillows. Oh, I love a good pillow, right? You could talk about sheets. Oh, I love sheets. You could talk about anything. You could talk about food. How much you love eating a certain thing. I love crab. Ooh, I really love lobster. I love lobster. Ooh, some garlic butter sauce. You see what I'm saying? Get caught up in talking about something and watch it come into your awareness. Watch everything you're seeking is seeking you. So if you could get caught up in the things that are easy, the things that are fun. So think about kids, right? Kids for Christmas, kids for their birthday. The things that they want, and they get caught up and it's fun and it's playful. And then like a week later, they're on to something else, right? Something else. And so a lot of times when it comes to manifesting, you get so caught up in the timing and the emotion of it and it not happening and the subconscious and the ego. And so I think if you were to play with synchronicity and how Carl Jung is bringing it forward, this idea of your thoughts, the things that you think about, feed everything you're seeking is seeking you. And so for me, I know very much that there's days that I'm focused on the crap, the poo, the unwanted. And those are the days that I notice all the dog poop out the window or in my yard. It's like, I just see the poo everywhere. But the days that I'm seeing the rainbows and the birds and the trees and the clouds, right? My perspective is up. I'm seeing all the magic. I'm getting caught up in all the fun. So absolutely, our perspective and what we're caught up right in vibrationally, where's the focus? What has captured our attention? Where are we caught up? So being entertained and distracted when you're being intentional and focused, but then not going hyper-focused, right? Because there's a flow to it. So having that balance and flow and just being open, again, going really light and easy with the emotions and the timing so that you can allow the magic to flow. Allow it. So I want to invite you to think of one, two, three things that are fun for you. Right? Like a snow cone, ice cream. maybe it's feeling the sand in your toes in the beach, right? Toes in the sand. You can feel the waves. You can, You can hear the ocean, the crashing waves. You can hear the seagulls. Whatever it is for you. And write about it. Sing about it. Talk about it. How much you love that thing. And then back up off of it and see how it shows up for you. Because I do think that there is something about alignment and harnessing energy. And I'm going to get more and more into this. Those of you that have been in my live streams recently, I've been talking a lot about alignment and harnessing energy. Now, when you look up the word harness, it's more of like leash, constricting, like caging, protecting. But when you talk about harnessing energy, like pulling in, harnessing the energy, you got to create space. So I want to invite you to think of it like this. Think about when you plug something into the wall, right? There's an alignment of the plug, and then you plug it in to tap into what? The energy, harnessing the energy. So your power plug, your power cord, when you align it with the power, you can harness the energy. And I feel that if you were to look at your intention, the thoughts, the words, what you want, who you are, what you want to experience, right? Your positive, your bliss, your serenity, your fun, your la la land, your everything you're manifesting and creating. If you could align with that, right? Like you're lining up to plug in and harness that energy. You can line up and harness that energy. And so the praying, the asking, the communicating, the seeking, this is what I want, sending that out. You have to be open, though, to receiving back, the harnessing. So if there's doubt, if there's fear over complication, or you feel like the answers aren't coming, right? Synchronicities aren't there. I don't see it. I'm not aware of it. Or maybe like my friend, I don't see it in my mind's eye. I don't see synchronicity. I don't. Well, if you don't, you're not going to. But if you could toss the key because you're just open and allowing and you start welcoming in the flow and welcoming in these synchronicities, I think your questions and your seeking, it's so powerful. I mean, you could wake up in the morning or at night when you go to bed, blasting out your powerful intentions. What are the thoughts and the words for you? What do you want? Right? What do you want? Let it be known and allow it to come back. But open to all those synchronicities, the things that you're syncing with, the things that are lining up. And so I think for me, synchronicities are so many things. They could be the numbers, the lyrics, the words. It could be a single word. It could be a single number. It could be so many different things. So I also see that synchronicities come in and out. I mean, there's different seasons. Life is seasonal for me. And so sometimes there will be a synchronicity that's just in play. And then something else will come in play. There are, for me, some synchronicities that seem to be more of like a lifetime, thinking over a lifetime. And then some, again, that are seasonal. The one-hit wonder synchronicity, that happens as well. So what are some of the synchronicities that have been coming forward recently? Well, the thumbnail of this podcast is a synchronicity. Actually, I didn't create it, and I have no idea who created it. I wish I did know who created it. And if you do know the origin of this thumbnail, let me know who created it. I'd love to give them credit. This thumbnail is so synchronistic for me. I could go on and on. I could probably have a whole podcast just on the thumbnail. There's a sunflower. The sun is there. There's a reflection of the sun on the water and then water. And it's an astronaut wearing a denim jacket. So it leads you to believe the reflection in the astronaut's helmet is the universe as well. So it's like the universe, and you feel like you're on planet Earth, but there's no Earth. It's just water. Well, the Earth is 70% water. We're 70% water. And it's funny because I think Elon Musk even said recently in a quote, Earth should be called water. It's more water than Earth. So for me, this image is loaded with synchronicities. And the reason why I used it is because I didn't create it. It was a synchronicity for me. And it's interesting because as that was coming forward for me, the sunflower's been sinking, the sun has been sinking. I mean, clearly the sun with the solar eclipse, everything this year with the sun. It's all been sinking. But at the same time that that was sinking, ivermectin had been sinking. So the sun, the sunflower, ivermectin had been sinking at the same time. So I started posting a lot on X about ivermectin. And as I'm looking at the counter, it's 55-55 right now. And it was just 505 for me. So now we have the 5 vibration going on. So when ivermectin was sinking at the same time as the sunflower and the sun, I was sharing it over on X, but I also shared a lot on Patreon, the Patreon app. And I had some people over in the 1111 membership portal on Patreon reach out to me about ivermectin. And one of them publicly posted, oh my goodness, the synchronicities of ivermectin. Well, that was my story. All year, ivermectin was synchronistic for me, like just repeating constantly ivermectin, ivermectin. And so I started meditating on it and I started asking my higher self and I started doing some research on it. And so then I finally said something to my husband and he started laughing and he goes, oh my goodness, I've been meaning to say something to you about it. We should just do it. He was like, it's just been constant. And so it had been synchronistic and on repeat for my husband. And so when I said something, he's like, absolutely. And so we figured it out and we've already been using ivermectin. It's been amazing. And I mean, I'm not giving medical advice, but it's incredible with prevention. So we're taking it for preventative reasons, and we're so happy that we have. And so over on the Patreon app, same story. Someone comments, oh my goodness, the synchronicities with this ivermectin are incredible. And so I had the synchronicities, my husband had the synchronicities, and here I had somebody publicly on Patreon saying the synchronicities. And so you can imagine now how we have this collective consciousness of synchronicities, and I believe that they can be local or they can be the entire planet can be feeling this synchronistic energy. And so there's a very much lining up synchronistically with other people and how that flows to other people. And so I think it's fascinating to start kind of weaving all of that together and seeing the larger picture and who else, right, is a part of the synergy and the energy of that and the reach of that synergy and energy. And so I do believe that just like anything, there's an overflow. So this alignment, right? And then the overflow of that. And so very much when you're seeking, you become in this alignment with it and you begin to attune to it. And so I also think there's this side of you didn't see it before and now you do because it's in your awareness. So that's another kind of aspect. I mean, think about that. This happens when you've got your eye on a certain car or a certain thing, a thing. And then you see it everywhere, right? You're like, oh, I love that thing. I want that thing. And now you see the thing everywhere. And so the best thing I recommend with that synchronicity is to say yes now to yourself. Yes, now I want that thing. Yes, now I want that thing. The yes now vibration and how that works with synchronicity is amazing. But when you can also go further with your synchronicities, when things start syncing, when the number lines up, when the thing starts flowing, what are you thinking? What are you talking about? So during this podcast, I've been time stamping some synchronicity, some lining up of numbers as I'm talking about something. I feel that's how you can go further and deeper into the synchronicities as messages. What are you saying at that moment? Like when you see the synchronicity, when you're aware of the synchronicity, what's happening? What are you thinking? What are you doing? It could be bringing attention to that thing in that moment. And it's 5:11 as I'm saying that right now. And you can really begin to weave guidance, message, direction together through the synchronicities. I will have to say that I'm an overachiever. Planner, make it happen, go, 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 get it done. And I don't do that anymore. I've embraced the flow. I've embraced this in and out flow. And it did take a while to shift out of that. And embracing this in and out flow, right? The doing and the receiving, it's amazing. And it feels different than making it happen. And so that hyper focus, make it happen, really, right? Always seek, 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 go, 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 do, do, do. That's not the vibration. That's exhausting. It's more of a vibration of allowing it to flow to you and through you. It's inspiring. Your breath is inspiring. The word inspire means to breathe. Everything is through your breath. So when you can breathe in your nose, out your mouth, and feel that flow of you, then you open and you can let go of that hyper focus and let go of the emotion and the time and just be open to the flow. And you can feel for that. So ask your questions. Let it be known what you're seeking. You know, that's that prayer aspect. So setting your intention, letting it be known, it's so powerful. And when you can really focus on what you want, you're going to magnetize that to you. And synchronicity really shows us this. So I think it's fun to play with the synchronicity. And for me personally, when I quit being the overachiever and make it all happen and allowed the synchronicities to guide me and to inspire me, life became magical. It began to unfold. And I didn't have to make things happen anymore. It was the pathway was calling me, come this way, do this thing. So allowing yourself to be beckoned, allowing yourself to be serenaded through the synchronicities, opening to the magic in and around you. I really want to hear from you on this one, and I really want to know what's sinking right now. What are the things that are sinking? You know, I have a friend that she does, it's called the Giving Tree, and she collects all the things that just kind of tumble, roll into her awareness, and she'll pick up receipts. She'll pick up little things on her hike and bring them back and receive the messages. She's received keys, all sorts of things. It's amazing, all the little love notes just from her being aware of the synchronicities and the things that physically roll across her path every day. And she's labeled it the Giving Tree. And so it's interesting. There was a receipt sitting in the floorboard of my car. Now, our car is usually very clean, so even just like one piece of trash, I would notice that. And so I notice that there's this receipt and I pick it up and I open it. And I notice that the cashier's name on the receipt is Kathleen. Unbelievable. I had just posted a video about ivermectin from a Dr. Kathleen the day before. So even in this receipt on the floorboard of my car was this kind of confirmation through a synchronicity on a receipt. So you never know, even with a piece of trash, a receipt. There could be guidance. There could be confirmation. There could be a love note for you in there. And that's exactly what has happened for so many people that I know, is that when you open to the awareness of synchronicities, when you open to all the magical love notes and being serenaded and allow everything to become a message, you really feel how loved and supported you truly are. Synchronicities flow from yourself. Synchronicities flow from those that love you. Synchronicities flow from earth, from nature, from the universe, from all that love for you and guidance. You're surrounded in love. So I invite you to open your awareness and begin to acknowledge all those things that are sinking, creating that synergy in and around you.